here with Albion keeper David Stockdale. David, perfect way to start off the season with a win over Forest.
Yeah, a lot of positives to come out of today. Obviously the win and clean sheet, but the way we played, the way we approached the game, the togetherness in the team, it was a really pleasing night for us.
I say, the intensity there, it really was something that was kept up the whole game. Last season, that was something that didn't always happen. You know, there was good halves and bad halves during the game, and possibly wouldn't have come out as well in the second half after the amount of chances you had in the first.
Definitely, we knew what we wanted to do this year. I said last year we need to take last year as a learning curve, and I think that we went out today and started off doing well and started off doing the opposite of what we didn't do at times. And a big thing was coming out at half-time, put us under a little bit of pressure, we see it through, and then we push on again. And you're always going to have that little bit of setback in times in games.
And obviously Forrest didn't make an easy game after scoring. Always quality side, obviously. Antonio, dansgerous throughout the 90, really.
Ansbury, Antonio, Blackstock's done well, and then Ward as well. He's an experienced quality player, so it's not as easy as what it looks. And I felt that we dominated 75, maybe 80% of the game, and we've got to go away now and do that away from home and really put the back-to-back victories together and kick on from there.
I was going to say, it's obviously a cup game coming up in the week, so it's important, just no matter what competition, just to keep that momentum going as long as possible in terms of, obviously, it's a great result to build off on from the first game.
Yeah, win's a win and confidence breeds, and if you can make that second one a win as well, and it takes you into Fulham with two wins to start the season, it's not just confidence for individuals, it's confidence for the whole club, the fans, and that pushes people on. That can be the edge over getting a 1-0 or a 0-0 or conceding. So confidence is a big thing, and we're going to push on and try and win every game.
And obviously, top of the table tonight. I know it's only the first game. Hard to say what it'll be at the end of the season, but what are your thoughts on the squad's potential for the season?
Well, I'm going to say we're going to take one game at a time, and if we can take it like we did today, it'll put us in very good stead. We've got our own in-house expectations, stroke ambitions. We're going to stick to them, and we'll keep them in-house, and hopefully by the end of the season we'll be able to tell you all what they are.